Lord, I'm just asking for you to bring a divine appointment to us here today. Because we need more of you and less of us, Lord. So we're asking you to do whatever you want to do today. And we just say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. How secure am I in salvation? To answer that question, you have to answer this one first. Did you get saved by your good works or by what Jesus did? What is justified? What is faith? Galatians 2:16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh, not some, no flesh be justified. I'm getting to that crowd heckler out here. Justified means just as you never sinned. Just as if you never have sinned. Wow.
How do we get justified?
Faith is putting all your trust on Christ. It's going to be one of those days. And depending only on what He did, not what you did. Nate, could you take care of this guy? So, I'm going to read this one more time. Justified means just as if you've never sinned. Now, is anybody here not sinned? God, there's no liars here this morning. Ephesians 2:8-10. For by grace you are saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift from God. 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Well, I did a good thing. I helped this little lady across the street. I was on time. There's always one. It's not what we do, it's what He did. Titus 3:5. Not by the work of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Are you good enough to be saved? To be honest with you, when I was younger and I stopped going to church and when I got a little older, I always thought that the church would fall in if I walked in because of all the things that I did wrong and all the sin that I had because I didn't have that relationship that I do now. And you know, Jesus loves you right where you're at. Whether you change or not, He loves you. Now, He wishes that you turn from your wicked ways. And when you do, He's going to be right there waiting. Because He loves you that much. That is so amazing. That He loves us that much that He'll wait for us. But people, the time is getting close. And He's turning the heat up. Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Isaiah 64:6. But we are all as unclean things, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. You know, it's like we all have, when Brother Steve was here from Africa, he was talking about our powerhouse. And that really hit home for me, because a lot of things that were in my powerhouse were the things that I learned from my father, from people I hung around with. And not necessarily were they walking with God. But, you know, you get in that rut and you think, hey, Dad's doing it. Dad's saying it. It's all right. But what's the Abba Father saying? Because he's the one that we need to listen to. Especially if our parents don't line up with Jesus. We have a choice. Now, we still have to love them. They're still our authority. But God has given you a choice at that point. And sometimes it's hard to choose between God and your parent when you're younger. Because at my house, my dad was in control. And we had a lot of board meetings. And I met with the board quite a few times. But now that I look back, my dad was walking in the light that he had. And that probably started out from his parents. So it was handed down a generation. But once you get to know Jesus and have a relationship, you'll never turn back. Because he is everything you need. Everything you need. Romans 3:26. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he may be just, and the just justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Romans 4:5. But to him that worketh not, believeth not on him that justifieth, the ungodly his faith is counted for righteousness. 4:3. For what saith the Scripture? Now, I like that verse, too. Actually, I like them all, but when I read that, for what saith the Scripture? So any time or any place or anything that you have on your mind and you're not sure, that question should pop up. Because this is the Word. This is the truth that will make you free. Now, I never used to like to read in school. I didn't even like to write. And my writing proves it today. My penmanship's not very good. And there's people in this room that will agree with that. But the Scripture is an outline for your life. God has written it all out. And our flesh is over here and going, well, you know, if I do this, okay, I'm there. But where are you the rest of the time? For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. So if we believe in God, it's going to be counted unto you for righteousness. John, what does Jesus say about it? I'm glad you asked. John 10:28-29. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Folks, he wants to be your comforter, your need meter, your shield. And sometimes we don't let him. We think, oh, I've got it. I don't have any troubles. I don't need God. Everything's going smooth. But I've noticed as soon as something goes wrong, I've heard people over and over again, my God, why'd you do this to me? Well, who did it to who? You know, I remember somebody telling me about jading, justifying attitude, defending and explaining. Try to do that to God. It doesn't work with our spouse. It doesn't work with anybody. Because I did it to my wife for years. At night, I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Well, one or two. So sometimes I leave it out. In thought, I'm coming back. And even if I don't, she'll say, you know, you left the peanut butter and jelly out by justifying, well, I was going to have another one. I didn't have any idea about having another one, but I justify. And I'm so glad that she called me out on it. Because I would have continued. And not only about the peanut butter, but it would have been about, you know, if that worked for the peanut butter, let's try it for everything. But that's not Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. 29. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I choose to depend on who Jesus is. What he did paid for my sin and your sin. And what he said, my salvation rests only on him. And he never changes. If it rested on me, I would definitely lose it. Because I'm just a sinner saved by grace. You know, it's amazing when you stand in front of a group and you speak words. I just want to let you know that this is ministering to me probably more than it is to you this morning. Because I have just as many faults as anybody else. But I know that I'm saved. And for Glenn, knowing that when I say something, and I can see people's reaction, you know, and then I've heard them, or I've said something out of line. Before, it never bothered me, but now it gets inside and it festers, and I have to repent. I have to go to Jesus, and I have to go to that person, and I have to ask for forgiveness. Because it's all about Jesus, and he's all about others. If we don't repent, we grieve the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30. If we don't repent, God disciplines us as a good father would. Hebrews 12:7-9. But when we confess our sin, then, and only then, he will forgive us. Now that's, can you imagine? Let's just say I walked up here to my brother here and just hit him on the top of the head. Now that could be Glenn's joking gesture. And he might have taken it wrong, and I might have offended him. Just that little action. And I've done it over and over. I've done it with Brother Harvey, kidding. And he'd smile. But one day God showed me that wound that I created in him. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart. Because I don't ever want to hurt anybody again like I used to with my words, my actions. And that's the difference. Because before I didn't care. If he likes me, if he don't. But that's who I, the choices I made, that's who I became. And I know we've all been there at some point in time in different situations. But time is it's time to wake up. It's time to have respect for others. Because if you want respect, you have to have respect. If you want to draw God to draw nigh to you, you have to draw nigh to him. Because faith is an action word. It isn't just saying, I'm a good old boy. I don't do anything wrong. Sometimes I feel like I get up on the wrong side of the bed, and I get up on the same side every morning. But I wake up with an attitude sometimes. You don't believe me? Ask my wife. She'll tell you. You know, and then I'll say something dumb. Like, what's wrong with you? I mean, I haven't even opened my eyes up yet. So we have to stop. Now I'm talking about me right here. And think of what you're going to say before you say it. And we'll throw a freebie in there. Maybe you should pray before you speak. And if you have that issue, and you don't try to change, what's going to happen? You're going to have the same effect. For it to be different, there needs to be a change. And salvation is the change. When we confess our sin, then he forgives us and cleanses us from all sin. John 1:9. When we confess our sins, he forgives us and cleanses from all sin. So if we don't confess to our spouses, our children, to our friend, there's going to be that little black spot in there. And if you keep on doing it, that black spot's going to get bigger. And pretty soon they're not going to be your friend. And you go, what did I do? What did I do wrong? John, 1 John 5:13-20. These things have I written that you may know that you have eternal life. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I'm tired of the way I used to be. And I am so thankful that God, Brother Harvey one day, he said, you know, he says, that's okay, you made a mistake. You just keep on repeating it till you get it right. And that, I tell you, I've got a lot of golden nuggets from Apostle Harvey and Sue. I am so thankful for them that they laid their lives down for me. Now, there's been days in the beginning he didn't probably think, what am I doing? But he stuck with it. Now, there's some things that he does that I don't like. There's some things Sue does that I do, and everybody in this room. And all I have to do is pick up a mirror. And there's a lot of things that I do that I shouldn't do. So I have no right to judge. There's only one judge. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Eternal life is to know God. John 17:3. So, folks, we have a choice. We have the information. And now it's up to you. It's up to us. Because it's all right if you know, God, if you don't know, well, you can get away with it for a while. But when you know that you sin and still do it, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for this time. I thank you for your words, which is the truth that will make us free, Lord. Thank you for having your way here this morning. I am so excited that so many people showed up to hear your words, not mine, Lord. And we just say, thank you, Jesus. Amen.